Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back again. I'm Skip Willis, and you have tuned in just in time because we are taking advantage of Medicare Advantage, and we have the CEO, the health plan CEO for Medicare at UnitedHealthcare, Chris Abbott, in the studio. We're getting ready, getting closer all the time now to where we can start telling you about the plans, Chris, but we're getting closer to that open enrollment, too.
It's true. So good morning, yeah. Skip. Good to see you. Yeah, it's hard to believe. September is slipping by here. We're closing in on October 1st and the beginning of the annual open enrollment period.
Well, we're going to be there before you know it. And we just want to make sure that our listeners are all ready to go and have all the information that they need. And there's a lot of stuff. So grab a pencil because you may hear something in here that you want to jot down. You're going to hear our website. You're going to hear a telephone number. And more, but right now it's kind of more of the educational aspect of what you're doing to try to make sure people understand all of the new things that are coming out. One of the good things we talked about when you were in here the last time was that there's not that you see on the horizon for Medicare in the way that it's structured. There's not a lot of changes coming.
It's true, Skip. It's actually, we're actually kind of jokingly saying boring is beautiful with Medicare. We know our members are not fond of things changing. And with Medicare going into 2017, there's actually very, very little structural change at all. Really, what we noted last week a little bit, Medicare Part A and Part B not changing, the structure of Medicare Part C not changing, though you'll see plans kind of adjusting their benefits a little bit going into 2017. We'll be able to talk about those kind of changes after October 1st, and right. we're allowed to. But Part D is really the only spot where there's any structural changes, and that's thanks to the Affordable Care Act. We're slowly getting rid of that the donut hole, the coverage gap, so members will be paying less for their generic and brand medication if they actually get into the coverage gap in 2017. Okay, that's really kind of the big structural changes.
I think that's good news, and we're going to tell you why a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare is going to be a great opportunity for you this year. We want you to think about that. We want you to take down notes during this half hour that we're together here. And we're going to give you the website that you can go to, MedicareMadeClear.com, for any questions you may have. That's MedicareMadeClear.com, all one word, MedicareMadeClear.com, or call 855-434-4941. And we'll give you this number again as we go through, so get ready. But it's 855-434-4941. Chris, let's talk a little bit about Medicare, because we said in the last show there's more and more people, baby boomers, turning to Medicare. It's happening all the time. How many did you say do it every?
Over 10,000 people a day turn Medicare eligible, turn 65. Yeah, okay. It's an amazing number.
So we probably got some people out there that are just getting ready to start getting that Medicare Part A and Part B, and you should get it. You should. You got it coming. You should go to the first step is go to the Social Security office, right?
So certainly if you're getting ready to turn 65, I always recommend checking in with the Social Security office. Most people get Medicare Part A automatically as long as you worked your 40 quarters. So 10 years you've earned Medicare Part A without having to pay a premium for it. Medicare Part B you also get the same month you turn 65. Most people do pay a premium for that, and we're still waiting for the 2017 amounts to come out. Majority of people this year are paying a little over $104 a month. It's important if you're still working, though, and you're going to work past 65, is you check with the benefits manager and your HR department about what your choices are. You may not necessarily need Medicare Part B, and you do have a choice. You can decline it if you have coverage at work. You will have an opportunity to sign up for Part B when you fully retire. So definitely check with your HR department, check with Social Security office, make sure you're getting things set the way you want.
Okay, there's a lot of letters in this Medicare thing, and it starts with Part A and B, and then we get to C and D. But let's just kind of go through A and B real quickly here and try to explain that as best you can. And I know you're great at that.
So Medicare Part A and Part B, those are the two traditional parts of Medicare, been around for over 50 years now. Medicare Part A is the hospital portion of your Medicare coverage. That's paying the facility bill. So whether you're in an acute care hospital, you're in a skilled nursing facility, that part of your bill is covered by Medicare Part A. It uses a what's called a benefit period, which means you pay a deductible this year over $1,200. That covers you for that 60 days. Obviously, if your timing is bad, you could pay that up to six times in a year. Plus, if you're in the hospital a really long time, there are additional co-payments per day that start to kick in. Mm-hmm. Part A, no limit on what you might pay out of your pocket. The other side of the traditional Medicare coin, Medicare Part B, is the doctor portion, the kind of the clinic portion, covers doctor services in the clinic, in the hospital, x-rays, lab, emergency room, that kind of things. That works a little bit differently. You're typically paying 80% of the approved amount after you pay a small deductible for the rest of the year. So the challenge is 20% without limit can end up being a really big number. Mm-hmm. If you end up in the hospital with surgery or things like that. I had a member I work with recently who had a pacemaker installed mm-hmm. Had a pacemaker installed. And this was a $70,000 piece of equipment, not to mention the surgeon bills. This is why all along there have been Medicare supplement plans to help fill in those gaps. Very traditional kind of product. You pay a premium. The more gaps you fill, the more premium you pay for. Mm-hmm. This is also why years ago Congress established Medicare Part C. Medicare Part C is the other way for you to get your Medicare coverage. We combine A and B into a single package. We do this at UnitedHealthcare based on having a contract with the federal government. We renew that contract every year, which is why you see the process we're in right now of letting all of our members know through that annual notice of change what little tweaks there might be for 2017. And then there's Medicare Part D, D for drugs. There are only two ways to get your prescription drug coverage, and that's either buy it as a standalone product because you have A and B and a Medicare supplement, or you get your Part D benefits built into your Medicare Advantage.
Out of the Part C.
Out in the Part C. So those are your two choices. A and B are typically kind of automatic. You know, mm-hmm. Again, if you don't take any action, the government will enroll you. Part C, Part D, you must take action. And this is why the open enrollment period is so important, because everyone on Medicare does have an opportunity starting October 15th to sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, sign up for a Part D plan, or make any kind of changes between those you want to.
Okay, so let's talk about Part D and what is covered, what isn't covered. You talk about the donut hole. Try to explain a few of those things. If I've had Part D in my Medicare Advantage plan this year, am I going to be happy? I know you can't go too much into what's going to happen, you know, for next year, but just kind of explain how that works with an Advantage plan versus maybe a supplement.
So Medicare Part D, again, either as a standalone or as part of your Medicare Part C. In either case, the structure is the same. So Part D starts off by using a formulary, which is nothing more than a fancy word for a list of drugs that are included in the plan. Lots of kind of rules the way the government does this. So it has to be, again, an FDA-approved drugs. Mm-hmm. There are some medications the government has excluded from Part D and some rules that we do that. Typically, the prescription drug benefit uses a copayment approach during the initial coverage period. So this is where people are familiar with paying, you know, $2 or $10 or $45 for their medication, depending on whether it's brand or generic. Mm-hmm. So that structure continues to be the case. The other thing that's kind of unique around Medicare Part D, and we touched on it earlier, is the fact that there's this coverage gap. So there's actually three levels of coverage in Part D. The first one is the initial coverage. Sometimes there's a deductible, but this is where typically people are paying a copayment. For 2017, if the cost of the medication, so that's you and the plan together, spend $3,700, so $3,700 next year, at that point, then you go into the coverage gap. And we call that the donut hole. Mm-hmm. And that's where you're paying more for your medications for 2017. This is part of the good news. It's getting better. You're only paying 51% of the cost for generic medications, 40% of the cost of brand. And if you were to spend out of your pocket then next year, out of your pocket, $4,950, you would then trigger the next level, which is the catastrophic level. So that's got it. So you got initial, you got the coverage gap, then you got it at the catastrophic level. The catastrophic coverage would go until the end of the year. And in the catastrophic level, you're paying a couple of dollars for generic, a couple of more dollars for brand, or 5%, whichever is the greater, for the rest of the year. So catastrophic coverage is important for some people with very expensive medications. Mm-hmm. Rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis are kind of two examples. They have that protection that the catastrophic level, but you have to be, again, prepared to pay some of that out of your pocket. That structure, again, not changing other than the improvement if you get in the gap.
Okay. Now, if you listen to that and you followed it all, I tried, and I got a lot of it. But if you've got questions or if you're going, gee, I got to find out more about that just because you're just new to it, or, you know, I think most people probably, maybe a lot of people listening have had this coverage and they understand most of this. But if you're new to it and you want to get answers, go to MedicareMadeClear.com because that's where all the stuff that Chris is talking about can be answered for you. Or you can call 855-434-4941, and there's an educator there that you can ask any question to. They're more than willing to try to help you get through all of this.
And it's important to point out that the kind of the numbers that I just went over right now, these are established by the federal government for all Part D benefits. So these are, again, not unique to UnitedHealthcare. These are across the spectrum of plans. Whether you get your Medicare, your Part D through your Medicare Advantage plan or standalone. So those numbers are set by the federal government. If you are a member of a Medicare Advantage or a Part D plan today, in September, you are getting something called the annual notice of change. So mm-hmm. keep an eye out for this. You may have already received yours. This is an opportunity for you to review those numbers and to review any changes that you have with your plan. So the premium, the co-payments are in there. Changes to the formulary are also highlighted in there. Most plans will actually, if you're impacted by a change to the formulary, they'll send you a separate letter helping you around if you need to make any changes. I'm not expecting to see a lot of changes around formulary for 2017. I think things are very stable right now in the Part D world. We're really pleased this year at UnitedHealthcare. We've had zero copayment for Tier 1 and Tier 2 when people have used our mail order service through mm-hmm. OptumRx. Been hugely successful. Actually, to see that in action is amazing how they do that. We're filling tens of thousands of prescriptions a day. Mail order helps our members. So whether you're on a heart medication or a high blood pressure medication or a cholesterol medication, a diabetes medication, Tier 1, Tier 2, zero copayment for that. Huge, huge impact this year.
Wow, that's good stuff. And the thing here that we want you to do is make sure when you get this notice of what do you call it?
The annual notice of change.
Notice of change in your mailbox. The most important thing: don't throw it away.
Right.
Read it. See what is going to change, because you may find that in your plan, and there are other plans out there. We're talking about UnitedHealthcare's Medicare Advantage plans here, obviously, but there are other plans out there. You know that, and you may have that. But in some plans, not in Medicare Advantage plans from UnitedHealthcare, there's not a lot of change coming, you don't think?
Well, again, I'll let you know on October 1st when all of that's out there. I think so. This is why that annual notice of change is so important. So when I look at the Fox Valley in particular, again, some of the stuff that we know, one of that is, again, as you're thinking about your coverage, is your network.
Right.
The network of doctors and hospitals that you go to at UnitedHealthcare, we're particularly proud of the fact that we have Aurora, we have ThetaCare, we have Affinity Medical Group and the hospitals associated with that. If you're listening to us in Green Bay, Bellin and Prevea and the hospital sisters are in the network. If you're listening in Fond du Lac, Agnesian Healthcare in the network, Freightert, all of those are in the network here. We're proud of that. That's not the case for everyone here. So we know, again, it's been in the newspaper that ThetaCare will no longer be part of the network over at Network Health Plan. So if you're paying attention to your mail is make sure you understand the implications for you. If your doctor or hospital is not going to be in the network, what that means for you. So you're going to want to take a look at your choices for 2017, and then on October 15th, take action.
All right. So that's what you've got to do. You've got to make sure that, what you need for your health care
absolutely
is going to be covered in the upcoming year. If you do have any questions, go to MedicareMadeClear.com. That's a good one. And is that just put out by Medicare?
That's a United Healthcare sponsored. Again, it's really about how Medicare works, whether, again, that's Medicare supplement. As a reminder, we have, again, a portfolio of plans. So whether that's a Medicare supplement, a Part D plan, Medicare Advantage, HMO, PPO, special needs plans, we have a whole portfolio. Mm-hmm. This is why, again, we're happy to see our existing members take a look at what their plan choices are. Make sure you've got a good one. I think at United Healthcare, we've got a solution for you.
All right. What about somebody that's say been on their plan? They really like it, and they get the notice of change in the mail, and they go, I like it so much, I don't even have to worry about it. Would that be that's not a smart thing to do?
Well, you definitely want to take a look at it. If you work with a local agent, reach out to that agent now and check in. That agent kind of can help go over with you those changes, if there are other options that might work better for you. That, again, that's why you have a local agent to help. You can call us. We can go over that. We can go over the portfolio of products. Perhaps there's another product at United that might work even better for you. The folks I'm most concerned about, Skip, is, and again, we'll see that over the coming weeks, is if their plan is actually going away, mm-hmm. that they do need to take action. Because the last thing I want to have happen is somebody not to have the coverage that they need on January 1st.
Right.
So again, keep a close eye out on the mail for your existing plan, sending you information about that annual notice of change, or if they're actually leaving in some cases, you'll want to take action on October 15th.
Okay. I think that one of the other things that people should be aware of or think about is that none of this stuff is about as clear as mud sometimes to people, and it's not easy to understand. So if you feel like, this is overwhelming or this is too much, there are a lot of different ways that United Healthcare helps you understand this as we go along. Don't panic over this, what we're talking about on the radio, or don't panic and go, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I understand all this stuff or what I'm going to do. There are opportunities for you to get together to do this. This isn't something that's happening right away, but don't wait until the final day will be December 7th.
Right. That's why you're absolutely right, Skip. This is why we start early.
Yeah.
It's a great time to start to get engaged. This is why we have hundreds of licensed, trained, appointed agents. There will be resource centers. That means you can just literally drop in when it's convenient for you. There will be kind of the traditional community meeting you can go to. There'll be opportunities to schedule an agent to come to your house. If you have friends or family that helps you with healthcare decisions, you're absolutely encouraged to have those people attend to help you with that process, just like I do with my parents. Mm-hmm. You can look at this material online. You can sign up online. Though, again, I encourage people to meet with a local agent who can help you really understand your choices around the network. Understand, for example, if you're a snowbird, how your choices about coverage impact you if you're in Florida or Arizona. Those are important things. This is why I really encourage you to work with a local agent to do this. There are the Aging and Disability Resource Centers can provide general information around how Medicare works. Lots of resources. Raise your hand. Mm-hmm. So don't sit at the coffee table thinking it's going to magically appear. You do have to reach out.
All right. I'm going to give you that number one more time. It's 855-434-4941. You can reach out and get some advice, get some information that you need. 855-434-4941, or go to MedicareMadeClear.com. MedicareMadeClear.com. You work with Medicare every day. You work with the stuff you're going through this. What do you see in the future for this? Do you see a change coming in the way Medicare benefits are going to be paid out or done? What's you? I guess I'm asking you to speculate on something there a little bit, but
Well, so the way legislation is today, I don't see any. There are no structural changes that are on the horizon right now with Medicare. Medicare is asking all of us in the business to work harder around access to care, quality of care, affordability. So we continue to work on that. This is why we're so proud to work with all of the healthcare systems across the state here. So again, ThetaCare, Affinity, Aurora, Freighter, Bellin, Prevea, in accountable care organizations to really focus our energy on getting our members all the care that they need. So those are some positive things, but that's not really scheduled to change here at all. I think, you know, we'll see what happens here in November. You know, again, it's a presidential election year, a lot of interesting things going on. I encourage everybody to go out and vote. We'll see whether Congress decides to make changes to Medicare. Health care is a huge challenge for the United States. In a lot of ways, Medicare and Medicare Advantage and Part D in particular are actually working really well and may provide kind of a template that we would look at on a broader basis. So, you know, our members have financial protection. They've got access to care. We're including and improving the quality. You know, by the way, people on Medicare Advantage plan less likely to be in the emergency room. They get more primary care. They have lower costs as a result of that. So, again, some good models. Medicare Advantage, we continue to be able to include things like Silver Sneakers, free fitness club memberships. We're continuing to be able to include hearing aids and our ability to help our members get hearing aids, even though traditional Medicare doesn't do this. Our House Calls Nurse program is really one of the best examples. We're on track to do 55,000 home visits with our nurse practitioners in Wisconsin this year, 55,000 of them. And what we see is better care outcomes, again, because that nurse is in the home. They can see all the medications and supplements our members are taking. If they're challenged with mobility, they can help get people engaged to help. They can help make sure people are accessing their primary care, they're staying connected, they're getting the services that they need. Only Medicare Advantage programs are doing this. And I think this is really kind of what we can do more of, and we may see those changes in the future.
Well, I'm glad you said it that way, because I was going to say this is a United Healthcare show, and I'm proud to be doing this show with you, and the fact that you include every one of the different medical centers,
right?
Or what are the medical
healthcare systems?
Healthcare systems in your plans,
right?
So really think about that when you start now. Thinking, well, what am I going to do for 2017? Are you really happy with your health care plan? Are you happy with what you've got going on in your life? If not, this is the time to start thinking about that, because when open enrollment comes, that's where you can make that change if you want to.
Absolutely, Skip. You're right on target. You want to look at your network. You want to look at the value that you're getting, the premium, the co-payments, deductibles. Does it meet your financial needs as well? And then again, look to that future a little bit and make sure if, you know, you're planning a surgery, again, you take those kind of things into account, and definitely make sure you're looking at the medications you're taking.
We've been doing this for quite a few years, Chris, and every year it seems like it gets better. I'm looking forward to when we get together with the next shows here in the next few weeks, where we start really talking about what's going to be offered in the plans, and you know, what's going to be there for people, because I think they're going to be excited about it. I know that I am, and I know that so many people that I know that are on these plans tell me, Skip, you know, I heard you guys talking about it on the radio. That's why I got into it, and I hear about United Healthcare and Medicare Advantage all the time from people out there in the community.
Well, thank you for that. And this is why United Healthcare is the largest provider of Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplement plans in Wisconsin, in the country as a whole. We have been spending a lot of the energy, I would say, over the last year, while some of our big friendly competitors elsewhere trying to decide about who's going to own who. Yeah. We've been putting that energy in how do we take better care of our members. And we have been doing some great work. We have a program called Advocate for Me, which has really helped our members get better access to care, better service. Our goal, Skip, is their experience with United Healthcare is truly hassle-free.
Well, and they do the best they can to make it as hassle-free for you as you possibly can be. Go to Medicare MadeClear.com to get any of your questions answered right now as you get ready to go into the open enrollment month next month, or go to 855-434-4941. Once again, that number, 855-434-4941. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Skip, good to see you. Looking forward to being able to talk specifics next time.
We are so lucky to get you in here. He is the health plan CEO for Medicare at United Healthcare. This is Taking Advantage of Medicare Advantage. Thanks for listening.